What about a t-shirt that features Waipuka Te Te Whenua ki te reo Māori there, Mr. Tāna Tuiono? Tēnā koe, brother.
Tēnā koe. You just line me up, I'll have one of those t-shirts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang on. Hang on a second. You got to pay for it.
Oh, no, I'll pay for it, man. I'll pay for it. I'm
okay.
Good for it.
Okay. Yeah, good. You'll find it on Amaya Joy. She's from down your way, or Kahungu anyway, mate, and studying law, as you did too, huh?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, no, I'll take along. I'll grab one of those t-shirts.
Tēnā koe. It's good catching up with you again, Tana. Obviously, I saw that you're at Ratina and assuming you're also at Tūranga Waiwai and will be at Waitangi. What stands out about the way our people are mobilising under a perceived threat here from the new coalition government?
Well, it's beautiful to see our people come together. You know, we see an enemy coming over the horizon and boom, kotahitanga. So that's awesome to see. I was up at Tūranga Waiwai last weekend and at Ratana yesterday as well. Tūranga Waiwai was amazing. There was I heard over 12,000 people. There were so many people. Amazing wānanga happening in all the breakout tents and the workshops. The pōwhiri was on point. You know, sometimes we just go on and on, but this one right on the minute, and then we just got into the kōrero. But there was wānanga happening. You couldn't step like a couple of steps, mate, before you got, you know, caught up in the wānanga. So it was awesome to see all of our people come together to have that conversation.
When you look at this rise of concern, I mean, I spoke with Winston earlier today. He says, hey, you guys, generally speaking, jumping the gun here, that the National Party, Tama Potaka, says we have no intention of going through on treaty referenda, etc. But there's still a nervousness. Our people are still anxious, despite that sort of kōrero from this new government. Have we a right to be majorly concerned here?
We do have a right to be majorly concerned here. And what I would say to both Winston and Tama Potaka is that this is their government. Everything that David Seymour does and says as a government is their government. So if they say that they don't want to support this bill, they should kill it now. Because what they want is to push this thing through the first readings, and you hear the noise that they won't support it after that, and so on and so forth. It'll go to the select committee, and we'll get all manner of backwards racists coming to that select committee, airing their backwards racist white supremacist views. That's what David Seymour wants. That's what the ACT Party wants, to cause this massive division between Maori and the folks that are voting for them, and so all very good and well for them to say that, but they should kill this bill now.
They haven't. Look, in order to get support from the other two parties, obviously they had to concede and say, okay, well, we'll support it through to the first reading. But are we to believe them when they say that's as far as they will go?
Well, it's also a waste of resources, right? I mean, they're the ones that have been banging on about and here they are pushing another a bill through the House that they have no intention at all of supporting. I mean, what a waste of time, what a waste of money, what a waste of energy, giving a massive platform for all those racists who are wanting to come to the Select Committee and air their views, right? Because this thing, if it goes through past the first reading, it then goes to the Select Committee. It'll take ages before we hear all of that stuff as well, giving them exactly what they want. So what we need to do be is unequivocal, saying, hey, look, you oppose this bill, oppose it at the first reading, move on.
Okay, well, we'll have to see how they go. They just clawed their way to the numbers to form a government, and now they're getting a little bit pushy, but our people are mobilising in ways we haven't witnessed before.
Yeah. And that's a great thing. And the other thing I would say to those two is, where's David Seymour going to go, right? He pulled the carpet under his feet this time. Where's he going to go? He's going to go nowhere. So they might as well just end it now. It's not looking good for the National. It looks terrible for the National. It's a complete mess. Thousands and thousands of people showing up, calling out the weak leadership of Christopher Luxon and the National Party, because this isn't a national-led government. It's a New Zealand First Act-led government. He's just following along.
Well, that's the sort of criticism that's being levelled. Do you think it's I mean, he's a relative newbie politically, but still in a very important position. Do you think that over time he will